You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Guide dogs are giving children and young people the chance to visit the home of English football for a special summer sports-themed family event. I'm joined now by Lucy Cropper, Family Outreach Events Officer for Guide Dogs Children and Young People Services, and Liam Drake, Talent Inclusion Lead for Para Football at the English FA. Welcome in both.
Hi.
Cheers, thanks for having me.
Well, Lucy, tell us a bit about the family event Guide Dogs has planned this summer.
Yes, so we have a fantastic event coming up in August, and that is at St George's Park, the National Football Centre. And it's going to be a fun, inclusive day for children with a vision impairment, ages from 7 to 15. And they will take part in a three-rotation sports activity day, having fun taster sessions in the likes of goalball, athletics and football.
And Liam, for people who haven't visited St George's Park before, what's it like?
I think the two words I always use to describe it are world class. This is where it's the home of all England football teams. So whether you're Harry Kane playing for the men's team, whether you're Lauren James playing for the women's team, or whether you are Sam Gough and Roy Turnham playing for our two England blind teams, this is where we train. This is where we do our training camps, where we play fixtures a lot of the time as well, and hopefully it'll be a real inspirational opportunity for young people to come visit St George's Park, experience some of the fantastic facilities, and maybe be inspired to take up a sport, which one day may have them competing at places like this, or maybe other international sports venues around the country and maybe even around the world.
And three sports on offer on the day. Liam, is there a crossover for skills, do you think, between the sports on offer, football, goalball and athletics?
I think there is. I mean, I think obviously that with goalball and football, they are ball sports. They are sports that are played under a blindfold, so orientation is very important for those players in those games. A little bit of perhaps bravery as well, given the nature of the two games. But then obviously athletics is huge for, I feel, huge in terms of skill transfer across a number of sports: speed, agility, quickness, agility, balance, coordination, those kind of things that are very, very much core skills in athletics can easily be transferred into other sports. And we've got examples of footballers that are in our programme that have come from athletics and goalball and vice versa as well. So I think there's definite crossover between the sports that can allow children and young people to play one, two or all three of those sports to a really good level, and then potentially specialise in one or more in the future as well.
And Lucy, what are the requirements to take part? Who can join in on the day?
Everybody. I mean, we have the ages ranging from 7 to 15. This is to enable us to make the event as accessible as possible. But if the child does have younger siblings or older siblings, then they are more than welcome to come along with the whole family on the day. There's something for everybody because, like you say, we have the amazing facilities of St George's Park, and the taster sessions in the different sports will be specifically for the children who are attending on the day. But, you know, if anyone out there is listening and in two minds, then it's going to be about having fun, being active, and having a go.
And has Guide Dogs run events like these before? What do young people say about getting involved in sport in this way?
Yeah, so we have been putting on sports-focused events within the last few years within the Guide Dogs Children's and Young People's Services. And we just find that on the day, it's amazing to see how much progress the children make in the sense of an achievement and learning and experience a new skill that they can take into their everyday life, or, you know, it hopefully will lead to an interest of theirs.
And Liam, from the FA's perspective, what do young people need to bring to the day? Is it just about having an open mind and being enthusiastic to take part?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it is just about coming along, having fun, particularly within children, young people, particularly at the lower end of that age group that Lucy's talking about. You know, I feel sports very much come along, have fun, take part, find something that you enjoy, and whether that's football or another sport, you know, that you know, we just want young people to be active and be able to access sports. You know, but yeah, come with an open mind. It might be something you've never tried before. You might find that you really enjoy the sport you expected to, but also you might find that you really enjoy a sport that you've never tried before as well. And I think the other thing around para sports is we always talk about how a talent pathway often in para sport is shorter than it is for players and children and young people in a mainstream sport. So actually, you can take up one of these sports quite and progress quite quickly. And again, we've got examples of players in our pathways who have taken up a sport and within months are playing international football. So there is always that opportunity that you could come along on the day, take up a sport, excel at it, and one day represent your country. So as much as it's about elite performance and you know, of the future potentially, it is very much about having fun, enjoying something, and hopefully finding a lifelong love of activity, movement, and a sport that really inspires and enthuses you.
The family event takes place on Thursday, the 21st of August. Lucy, what's the closing date for signing up?
There is no strict closing date. I'm happy to hear and receive applications up to the nearer the day, although it might be full by that point. So I would definitely encourage, if you like the sound of it, to get in touch with the family events team within Guide Dogs, and we'd be happy to assist you with your application.
And where's the best place to find out more information on the day itself and to sign up to take part?
Yes, sorry. You can get in touch directly via email. Our email address is familyevents@guidedogs.org.uk, or simply go on the Guide Dogs website and type in the search bar family events, and the event itself will come up there with a link directly to access it there.
And Liam was the best place to find out about all of the para football goings on for the English FA.
So very similar to like Lucy says, to go on the FA's website and pop in para football into the search bar. We do have a Para Lions homepage. We also have a para talent pathway homepage as well, so people can go on and find out about what's happening at the elite end with how our teams are doing. And we've currently got our deaf women playing in the World Championships out in Italy, so you can find out a little bit more about that. But also then you can find out about what happens within the talent pathway and how players can get involved at kind of the first stage of the pathway coming through, and events such as this or an England talent day that we run throughout the football season as well. So yeah, the FA's website and search for para football is probably a really good way of making a start on that.
Lucy Cropper, Family Outreach Events Officer for Guide Dogs, and Liam Drake, Talent Inclusion Lead for Para Football at the English FA. We hope the family event on Thursday, the 21st of August, is a big success, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.